Hello and welcome to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. I'm Emma, and with me as always is Daniel.
Hi Emma, today's episode is about a topic that's not getting the attention it deserves in our industry.
That's right, Daniel. It's about non-CO2 emissions in aviation, I see.
Yeah, we're used to talking about CO2 emissions, but it's the non-CO2 emissions that account for about two-thirds of aviation's total climate impact.
Wow, that is so cool. So what exactly are these non-CO2 emissions?
They include nitrogen oxides, sulfur oxides, particulate matter, and water vapor. These can have significant short-term effects on both the environment and human health.
Right, and what about contrails?
Contrails are those thin clouds formed by water vapor in aircraft exhaust. When planes fly through very cold and humid areas, these contrails can trap heat and contribute to global warming.
I see, so even though they don't last as long as CO2, they still play a role in climate change.
Exactly, and the impact is still being studied, but it's clear they affect atmospheric dynamics.
What about NOx emissions specifically?
NOx forms when nitrogen and oxygen react during combustion. It contributes to ground-level ozone and particulate matter, which can cause health issues.
That's concerning.
It is, and even with low sulfur fuels, SOx emissions still have an impact, especially near airports.
Right, and these can lead to acid rain and affect ecosystems.
Yes, and particulate matter is another issue. These tiny particles can cause respiratory and cardiovascular problems.
So how do we address these non-CO2 emissions?
It takes a multifaceted approach. Technological advancements and operational changes are both important.
I see, and here's where Aerlander comes in.
Exactly, this hybrid aircraft operates at much lower altitudes, which helps reduce contrails and NOx emissions.
That's right. Even with kerosene engines, Aerlander uses less than half the energy of a conventional plane.
And that means more than a 50% reduction in NOx, SOx and particulates.
Wow, and when the all-electric version launches in 2030, those emissions will be reduced to zero.
Exactly, traditional jets fly at higher altitudes for fuel efficiency, but that increases non-CO2 emissions.
Right, flying at around 10,000 feet avoids the atmospheric conditions that create contrails.
That's the key, and this makes Aerlander a promising option for industries that don't require high-altitude flying.
So it's a win-win for both efficiency and environmental impact.
Definitely, as technology evolves, Aerlander will play a big role in shaping the industry's environmental impact.
Thanks for listening to the Northwest Aerospace Alliance News. For more updates like this, subscribe to the Aerlander newsletter at the link in our show notes.
Until next time, fly safe.